KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Today, we're going to talk about automobiles. Now, not the ones that are out on the road running around. We're talking about the ones that you, well, their end of their useful life is there and you decided to junk it. There are currently 250,851,833 registered passenger vehicles in use in the U.S. In addition, 10 to 11 million vehicles in the U.S. reach the end of their useful lives and they're taken out of service every year. There's some key environmental impacts of such large numbers of vehicles both on the road and in waste streams. Bulk of the attention, though, to the environmental impacts from the use of automobiles has centered on emissions, climate change, and fuel economy. This sampling of environmental impacts instead focuses on the automobile as a product. It is meant to stimulate preliminary discussion regarding the materials management concerns facing the auto industry. First of all, there's brake debris and tire particles. The toxic effects of brake debris and tire particles indicate a need for a wider scope of consideration for the environmental impacts of automobiles. These substances raise poison levels in nearby soils and, in the case of tire particles, lead to the formation of black carbon. Both pollutants have been shown to account for significant proportions of particulate matter in urban areas. Painting and coating. This accounts for 62% or the largest share of the environmental impact during the manufacture of automobiles. Techniques like in-mold painting can reduce discharges of hazardous materials such as nickel, copper, and hexavalent chromium into the atmosphere. Vehicle weight is another one. Many of the environmental impacts of automobiles are directly related to vehicle mass. Widespread concern regarding global climate change and the subsequent charge to reduce vehicle emissions has led to numerous efforts to lower vehicle weight. Increased GHG emissions, however, are not the only rationale for decreasing vehicle mass. For example, heavier vehicles require greater amounts of resistance and brake pressure that lead to larger deposits of brake debris and tire particles in the atmosphere and in nearby soils. Other important considerations regarding vehicle weight and the environmental quality include life cycle impacts associated with the extraction, manufacture, and end-of-life treatment of lighter materials. Recyclability and polymeric content. Efforts to reduce the environmental impacts of automobiles face an apparent trade-off between lowering vehicle weight and maintaining a high level of recyclability. The EU's End-of-Life Vehicles Directive, that 85% of vehicle mass be recyclable or reusable, negates the use of lightweight carbon fiber reinforced polymers instead of heavier steel and alloy vehicle components. Now, this is due to the fact that the CFRPs are typically incinerated at the vehicle's EOL stage in the absence of strong incentives for reuse and recycle of such materials. Batteries are another one. The typical automobile contains a lead-acid battery, which can be returned to manufacturers who recover and recycle 93% of the lead. Now, nonetheless, the remaining 7% accounts for 42,000 tons of lead release into the environment. Complicating the problem is the fact that automobile recyclers and dismantlers may fail to remove and properly handle lead batteries from unwanted vehicles. This could be the result of insufficient enforcement or information deficiencies that accompany language barriers or lack of guidance. Batteries are a critical component in any automobile, but their importance has increased dramatically in discussions of alternatives to the internal combustion engine. One of the largest hurdles to wide-scale implementation of battery-powered fuel systems for autos is the technology of the batteries themselves. The end-of-life treatment of hybrid vehicle batteries, usually consisting of nickel hydride or lithium technology, is a pressing concern as hybrids continue to proliferate. Now, aside from one manufacturer's dismantling guide, Toyota, by the way, there exists little information on how to identify and safely dispose of these materials. Auto shredder residue is our final one. This consists of materials left over after a vehicle is stripped of its economically recoverable elements and then shredded. The automotive recycling industry generates 2 billion pounds of ASR per year. It contains rubber, foam, plastic and cloth contaminated with lead, cadmium, mercury, chrome, PCBs, PBDEs, and other toxics. While most ASR currently provides cover for landfills, it's increasingly being used as a feedstock in kilns and other fuel-burning operations. ASR represents enormous potential for the release of toxics into the environment. The influx of discarded vehicles resulting from the cash for clunkers policy exacerbates this potential. The volume and diverse constituency of ASR make it extremely difficult to measure and determine representative samples of its various toxic components. And that's what happens to your vehicle when you decide to so-called junk it. Information from this program was taken from the U.S. government's Environmental Protection Agency page. To learn more about this and other environmental issues, EPA.gov. And that's going to wrap up our Environmental Voices program for today. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.